Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from the 23rd to 30th of March 2017. We've got Palmer Luckey leaves Oculus, Destiny 2 coming to PC, BioWare on Andromeda feedback, StarCraft and the Secret World are back, and For Honor players boycott the game. Let's get to it. Kickstarter has reached a milestone, now boasting 10,000 games funded through the site. While not all of these were video games, the top funded game was Shenmue 3, which raised $6.3 million from 69,000 backers. Over the whole category, 2.46 million backers pledged $613 million, with over half backing more than one project. Other games to be very successfully kickstarted include Torment, Tides of Numenera, Pillars of Eternity, Wasteland 2, Elite Dangerous, Star Citizen, and Divinity Original Sin 1 and 2. Oculus co-founder Palmer Luckey spent his last day at the company on the 31st of March, leaving the organization that launched him into the public eye as a herald of VR technology. Although parent company Facebook haven't specified as to whether he has resigned or been fired, they did give this statement. Palmer will be dearly missed. Palmer's legacy extends far beyond Oculus. His inventive spirit helped kickstart the modern VR revolution and helped him build an industry. We're thankful for everything he did at Oculus and VR, and we wish him all the best. Luckey has been absent from the recent public events after a small political scandal. On the other hand, Oculus have also hired someone. Longtime Apple employee Michael Hillman has joined the company as part of another push to bring VR to mainstream adoption. Hillman has spent the last 15 years at Apple, working on the iMac and occupying senior positions in design and engineering. His role will be specifically to encourage adoption of the Rift headset. This comes in combination with the recent price cut of the headset and controller bundle, which slashed off $200 to bring it to $600 in February. In response to the reveal last week that showed it would take several years to unlock all the cosmetics in For Honor, as well as a purported lack of communication and numerous other grievances, the game's subreddit community are now planning to boycott the game for a whole day on April 3rd. Ubisoft have already responded, increasing the amount of in-game currency they can earn by about 45%. This means that it will take only 1.3 years to unlock everything, instead of the previous conservative 2.5 years. They also say they will be answering the community's questions during their weekly livestream. In game release and update news, MMORPG The Secret World is undergoing a major redesign, emerging as free-to-play action RPG Secret World Legends. According to developers Funcom, the changes are so large the new and original versions will be played on different servers. The update adds a redesigned combat system, higher quality graphics, improved quest flow, and better early game structure, among other things. World of Warcraft has released the largest non-expansion update in its 12-year history. The Tomb of Sargeras, or Patch 7.2, has added a whole new zone and dungeon, an 11-week-long questline, a PvP brawl mode, a dungeon where your pets can battle it out, and class-specific campaigns that lead to new class mounts, including those that can fly. Blizzard says 7.3 is already in the works, and they are focusing on keeping updates regular and full of new content. BioWare say they have been listening and working around the clock on Mass Effect Andromeda feedback, and will reveal their immediate plan of action on April 4th. They say players should keep that feedback coming, with the surety that the team is always taking note and aiming to improve and build the game. In relation to the specific issue of janky facial animations, lead designer Ian Frazier says, "We're looking at patching lots of issues and want to strongly support the game moving forward. I can't say any more just yet." The long-anticipated HD remaster of StarCraft will be out this summer, with the original game becoming free. The remaster moves things up to 4K, as well as upgrading the audio fidelity and improving online functions. Both players of the original and the new edition will be able to match up against each other, regardless of their version. Surprise success, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has made $11 million in the past 3 days, and risen to the number one spot on the top sellers list. The game is currently in early access and created by Irish modder Brendan Green, who based it upon his popular Battle Royale mod series for Armor. It pits up to 100 people against each other on a remote island with only one winner. Players start with nothing and must find weapons and supplies to survive. He says he's always wanted to create a standalone game based on the mod. The game peaked at 67,000 concurrent players over the weekend and has also been popular with Twitch streamers. Destiny 2's release date has been announced, set to arrive on the 8th of September. It has also been confirmed to be coming to the PC, with pre-orders already up for sale. The scant information released so far suggests Bungie is looking towards a more structured DLC and expansion release plan. Story-wise, the game is touted to improve upon its predecessor, with what Activision call an accessible and great cinematic story with relatable characters. In esports news, the Overwatch Pacific Championship has been unveiled, based in Taipei. Season 1 begins early April, pitching 8 pro teams from the Asia and Oceania regions for a $270,000 prize pool. The season will last 11 weeks, with the final playoffs involving the top 3 teams. YouTube has struck an exclusive deal with Faceit, the organizers behind the CSGO Esports Championship Series. The competition will now be solely streamed on YouTube, forgoing Twitch completely, a rare occurrence. The service will hold exclusivity for 2 seasons, and say this is their most significant investment in esports to date. YouTube are also interested in training up new players and casters, with Faceit running development leagues and allowing members of the community to try their hand at casting. And the results of the first event of that series, the Europe promotion, saw Polish team Versus Pro beat the Turkish Space Soldiers 3-1, and Swedish team Fnatic win against Danish team North with the same score. On the other side of the world, the North America promotion saw the mixed teams Bees Money Crew and Complexity Gaming face it off, with BMC coming out on top. Russian Stan Udachi beat American Frozen 4-3 in the Hearthstone Winter Championship this week, held in the Bahamas, rather odd for a game set beside a crackling hearth. He won $60,000 against 15 other players. Immortals beat LG Evil 3-1 in the Overwatch Carbon Series final playoffs, earning a place in this season's finals. They were up against 5 other teams and took home $7,500. The top sellers on Steam this week were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, GTA 5, Nier Automata, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Ghost Recon Wildlands, CSGO, Rainbow Six Siege, Tukaiden 2, and Metro Redux Bundle. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, video games and medicine are at it again, this time with scientists hypothesising that playing Tetris after a traumatic incident could prevent PTSD. Oxford University partnered with the Karolinska Institute in Sweden to get people who had just been in a severe car accident to play the game within 6 hours after entering the emergency room. The hypothesis is that after a trauma, patients would have fewer intrusive memories if they got to play Tetris as part of a short behavioral intervention while waiting for treatment. Because the game is visually demanding, it can prevent the formation of traumatic memories, disrupting a process known as memory consolidation. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have 2 links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're also on YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.